Good morning, everybody. For those who don't know me, I'm Jess Kane, and I love Jesus. When I was writing this and thinking about my story, I really realized that it's not my story, it's God's story. And I hope you see that. And I also wanted to share a quote before I kind of start that really describes how God has really helped me step out in faith. And that is that God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. So I grew up coming to church here. I always remember going to Sunday school, hearing all the Bible stories about like David and Goliath and Joseph and the Coat of Many Colors. I also remember learning about Jesus and how God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. And I don't remember when I was saved. I was a real little kid. But I do remember having this love for Jesus and thinking he was the coolest person ever because he loved me so much. Growing up, and by the time I went to middle and high school, I learned, I don't want to say a lot about the Bible, but I had a good foundation. And in a sense, I think I became prideful about that, something that God would later deal with. I also tried telling my friends about God, but I didn't think evangelism was something I was good at or something that would actually reach people. I thought like evangelism was something that like people like Pastor Dan or, you know, adults, people who had more training could do. I was just this little kid who didn't know how to do that. But God also had a plan for that. In high school, I had some rough times. I had friends that turned out not to be friends, and I was lonely for a while, and there was a lot of pain with that. But Jesus was with me then, and he's still with me now as I deal with some of that stuff. But I always knew that he was with me. In 2017, I graduated from high school, and I started at Lock Haven University. At first, I was really excited, like, this is what God wants me to do. I was so happy to be there. But after a few weeks, I just felt really spiritually dry, and it's kind of embarrassing now thinking about it, but I just remember praying one time and was like, God, I know you're there, or at least I think you're there. And if you're there, would you at least just like show me you're there, because I don't really feel you. And I realized that that was all that God really needed to hear, because he answered that prayer. A few days later, I was sitting at lunch by myself, and these couple ladies approached my table, and they're just like, we just want to like talk, and we're trying to get the backgrounds of some of the students on campus. And here they were evangelizing, and they talked to me about my spiritual life and my walk with Jesus, and I ended up coming to this group, and I remember I went on a retreat with them. And I think it's still crazy how I did that, because God strengthened my faith. I didn't know these people. I didn't know where this place was we were going, but God really used that to strengthen my faith. So after the retreat, I still came to church. I started going to some of those Bible studies, and that's when I realized I didn't know that much about the Bible. Thank God kind of hit me with some humility there, that while I did have a solid foundation in Jesus, I didn't know that much. So I continued to come to church and read the Bible, and God has been teaching me so much through that. I believe that God has really been pushing and shoving me out of my comfort zone, and I am grateful for that. He's given me opportunities to grow in my faith, leading Bible studies at school, and even coming here and talking, to you guys today about my story. And about evangelism, I believe that is a scary word. If that doesn't scare you in the least sense, I think you have been greatly blessed. It scares me. God has given me strength and has helped me to share my faith at school and with you guys today. If you had asked me 3 years ago, tell my story, I would have hoped you were joking. Because I always believed that I didn't really have a story. And I realized that I didn't think I was qualified, but I don't have to be qualified because God's bigger than that. And that has what he's taught me. Thank you.